cher amoureux, et je cède à tes voeux. Fais de moi ta maîtresse, loin de nous la sagesse, plus de tristesse, et j'aspire à l'instant précis où nous serons.
Je te veux of Eric Satie from 1902, in a way that you probably have never heard it, but in the way that Satie meant for it to sound. We'll tell you more about it in just a moment here on Critical Thinking. I'm your host and producer for this series, Andrew Patner, and here we are at the end of November, the beginning of December. Time for a little music, time for a little recovery from the very long weekend and preparation for the work and play that is to come in December. This is a recording we found, as we find many fine recordings, in the Harmonia Mundi shop on the Rue Saint-Antoine in the, well, I guess you could say it's on the edges of the Beaubourg and the Marais areas in the right bank of Paris. We were there in the fall with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and its principal conductor, Bernard Haitink. And it's always dangerous to walk into the Harmonia Mundi store because you want everything there. And the people who work there have a very good sense if you pick out one thing of something else that you ought to have. Alexandra Tarot, T-H-A-R-A-U-D, Alexandra Tarot, is an astonishing young French pianist who has made many, many discs on Harmonia Mundi of Bach, of Chopin, of Couperin, of Rameau, of Ravel, of Thierry Pessou, P-E-C-O-U, of Schubert. And he's just put out a disc I saw, or it's coming out, on Virgin, on EMI. And I hope that won't be an exclusive thing, because what his relationship with Harmonia Mundi has allowed is to do so many interesting and unusual things, including this new double disc, 2009, of works of Erik Satie, the first disc solos. And so you have Tarot on the piano with the Noisienne, the Gymnopédie, various other things, including works unknown until after Satie's death that called for what John Cage thought he had later invented, prepared piano. And then on the second disc, duo, so piano four hands, piano and voice, piano and trumpet, piano and violin. And the voice that you just heard belongs to a woman, Juliette. We are told she was first discovered at the Printemps du Bourges in 1986, and that she occupies a special place on the French chanson scene, and that she does. I've not heard somebody who sings with Juliette's care and simplicity and conversational directness since the late, great British Mabel Mercer. And I love the way she returns Je te veux from the wrong property of opera singers and takes it back to the café concert, the cafcon, the cabaret, the music hall, maybe even a little boîte somewhere in the flea market, the Marché aux Puces at the Place de la Clignancourt in Paris. She takes us back to another time. Let's hear three other songs in a row that were written for such environments by Erik Satie, and we're going to hear them sung again by Juliette. These are all light pieces. The first one, in fact, really a satirical work. It is about a visit by a man named Combe to the doctor. And Monsieur Combe has trouble swallowing and trouble passing things and wants his stomach examined. But Combe was also the Prime Minister of France at this time, and he was trying to pass some legislation. So in the first verse, we hear, "Old man Combe goes to the doctor. So, doctor, I'm very sick. How can I explain it? My stomach's gurgling like an old lemonade siphon. And there's something down there that won't pass." "Something that won't pass," the doctor says. "Tell me, it wouldn't be a parliamentary bill." And then it goes on to deal with a doctor's eye view of the body parts of a politician. Then we have a lovely little love song with an anonymous text. "J'avais un ami," had a friend. And then a really, really lovely light work, words again of Dominique Bonneau and Numa Blaise. They also provided the words for other works of Satie from this period. Henri Passory was the wordsmith for Je te veux. "La Diva de l'Empire," we'll tell you a bit about that, but yes, you will hear the English words "little girl" and "yes." Juliette and Alexandre Tarot, three songs of Erik Satie.
Le petit père Combe s'en va chez le docteur. Ah, docteur, je suis bien malade. J'ai, comment vous dire, l'estomac gazouilleur comme un vieux siphon de limonade. Enfin, j'ai quelque chose là qui ne passe pas, quelque chose qui ne passe pas. Le docteur fait, mais dites-moi, n'est-ce pas un projet de loi? Ah, ah. Voyons, reprit le docteur, avez-vous un moment de vous asseoir, prenez la peine. Ça ne sera pas long pour voir ce qu'il y a dedans, je vais vous ouvrir l'abdomen. Et fille combattant des morbleus, il me semble, docteur, que ça va déjà mieux. Puis vous savez, je suis pas curieux, ne vous dérangez pas pour si peu. Laissez, dit le docteur, ne vous occupez donc pas, je fais ça comme on vide un litre. Puis je suis en train ce matin, j'ai déjà ouvert plusieurs douzaines d'huîtres. N'ayez pas peur, vous ne sentirez absolument rien, je vais vous boucher le nez. Tout ça sera proprement fait, et plus vite qu'un porte-monnaie. Là-dessus, il opère, il regarde et il dit: jusqu'ici, vous n'avez pas de chance de maladie de foie, mais quant à la phtisie, c'est couru galoper d'avance. Dans vos bronches, oh, quel vent du nord, ça fait courant d'air avec le corridor. Vos poumons semblent respirer autre chose que la sainteté. Ah, voici le cœur, dame, il n'est pas très grand, je pourrais le mettre dans ma poche. Tiens, vous le portez, ça c'est très élégant, crânement sur l'oreillette gauche. Il semble atteint, en vérité, d'une part trop grande sensibilité. Ça doit joliment vous gêner, je crois bien qu'il faudra l'enlever. Oh, ça c'est curieux, vous vous êtes foulé, la rate, mais le diable m'emporte. Comment avez-vous donc pu vous dévisser tout seul la crosse de la horde? Ah, vous êtes un fameux lapin, parbleu, je le vois bien de l'autre côté du Rhin. Vous devez être fort, mon garçon, mais là, très fort sur la boisson. Voyons donc ce ventre, il est joliment creux, son état, mais restez tranquille. À mon pauvre ami, ce que vous êtes chatouilleux, son état dit j'ai fort débile. Votre intestin grêle vraiment, n'a pas le sourire, il n'est pas engageant. Entre nous, je n'ai jamais vu un intérieur plus mal tenu. Allez, sale boyau, mais quelle belle occasion pour vous est vraiment peu loisible de dire bonjour à votre vieux colon. En ce moment, il est visible. Mais ne vous trémoussez pas comme ça. Vous avez fait choir mon lorgnon dans le tas. Si je ne le retrouve pas là-dedans, vous le paierez en supplément. Mais qui disait donc que vous aviez de l'estomac? Le vôtre m'a l'air d'être en bombe. Je ne le vois pas, regardez donc plus bas, s'écrit une voix d'outre-combe. Je le tiens, dit le docteur, pardon, il est rudement bas, il est sous vos talons. Ah non, d'un chien qu'il est usé, faudra le faire ressemeler. Mais attendez donc, grand Dieu, qu'est-ce que j'y vois? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fèves. Petit cachotier, vous pouviez être roi, mais plus modestes sont vos rêves. Qu'est-ce encore? Une gomme pour crayon, une pièce du pape, c'est ça qui doit être bon. Naïf, avez-vous pu penser un instant qu'elle allait passer? Tout ça ne sera rien, dit le docteur, ayant remis toutes ces choses à leur place. Ah, voyons la langue, pas trop sale. Aujourd'hui, ne buvez que du clos Wallace. Au fait, revenez demain en passant, que je vous ouvre le crâne, il y a peut-être quelque chose dedans. Mais nettoyez-le, grattez-le, je ne veux pas y trouver un cheveu. J'avais un ami, Dieu l'avait voulu, c'était la douceur unie à la grâce. Chez un pharmacien de première classe, il dulcifiait le calme tolu. Là, dans l'ombre, il sucrait les potions amères d'un doigt occulte et seul, loin des regards sévères. Son patron, qui savait aussi l'apprécier, l'avait surnommé le grand sucrier. Il avait des yeux, il en avait deux, mais ce n'étaient pas ceux de tout le monde. Ils étaient à lui comme sont à l'onde les vagues d'azur et les poissons bleus. Il avait un chapeau d'une forme très haute qu'il mettait avec la superbe redingote qu'on la lui avait fait cadeau avec l'étui. Il avait encore autre chose à lui. Un soir il me dit, le sucre a baissé, le patron renonce à mes bons services. Il attend, dit-il, des temps plus propices, quand la crise du sucre aura passé. Ensuite il prononça ces mots énigmatiques: le métier est foutu pour les diabétiques. Il m'embrassa puis il partit pour château. J'avais un ami si tendre et si doux.
Mmh.
au Greenaway, mettant l'éclat d'un sourire, d'un rire charmant et frais, de baby étonné qui soupire. Little girl aux yeux veloutés, c'est la diva de l'empire, c'est la reine dont s'éprennent les gentlemen et tous les dandies de Piccadilly. Dans un seul yes, elle met tant de douceur que tous les snobants gibés à cœur, l'accueillant de hurrahs frénétiques sur la scène, lance des gerbes de fleurs sans remarquer le rire narquois de son joli minois. Le grand chapeau Greenaway mettant l'éclat d'un sourire, d'un rire charmant et frais, de baby étonné qui soupire. Little girl aux yeux veloutés, c'est la diva de l'empire, c'est la reine dont s'éprennent les gentlemen et tous les dandies de Piccadilly. Elle danse presque automatiquement et soulève altruiquement ses jolis dessous de fanfreluche de ses jambes, montrant le frétillement. C'est à la fois très très innocent et très très excitant. Sous le grand chapeau Greenaway, mettant l'éclat d'un sourire, d'un rire charmant et frais, de baby étonné qui soupire. Little girl aux yeux veloutés, c'est la diva de l'empire, c'est la reine dont s'éprennent les gentlemen et tous les dandies de Piccadilly.
Alexandra Tarot on the piano and the conceiver of this wonderful new album of truly an album because it has pictures and it has discussion. It has a disc called Solo and a disc called Duos. And on Duos, we've heard now four selections performed by, I think we can already call her incomparable the way they used to give names to one named singers back in the day, the incomparable Hildegard, and I don't know what Bricktop was, but she was also incomparable. And Juliette is incomparable. And Alexandre Tarot says in the notes, in the interviews and notes here, that he thought that Juliette brought for him a sound of the chanteuse réaliste that he wanted for the Kafkaans songs. He didn't want a classical voice. And when we go back and look at that period in the early 1900s, 02, 04, of Satie, we find that's what he wanted, and he wasn't alone. Claude Debussy, and of course Francis Poulenc, but Claude Debussy would go to these concert halls and take note of the style there and make intentional tributes slash parodies to some of these. And we're going to hear now from another disc with Alexandre Tarot from the Harmonia Mundi label, another new recording, this with the extremely gifted French cellist Jean-Guyen Queyras, Q-U-E-Y-R-A-S, Jean-Guyen, J-E-A-N hyphen G-U-I-H-E-N, Jean-Guyen Queyras. It's a lot in that name. We're going to hear a transcription for violin and piano, but played on cello and piano, of the waltz for piano, La Plus Que L'On. And we are reminded in the notes to this recording that, in fact, Debussy, in writing La Plus Que L'On, was thinking very much of these café concerts, of the taverns, of the dance halls, and that he enjoyed mixing echoes of the sounds there into his own musical themes, often offering a delicious touch of the popular refrain. This exquisite bad music, as Poulenc called it, inspired both Debussy and Poulenc to memorable comic turns. Debussy got the idea for La Plus Que L'On, 1910, from the gypsy-style playing of Léonie, the violinist at the bar of the Carlton Hotel. The composer caricatures the slow waltz in this piece in brasserie style for the countless 5 o'clock tea parties frequented by beautiful listeners whom I was thinking of here. Unquote. These are from notes by Anne Roubaix from this, well, I guess this is a 2008 release on Harmonia Mundi, Poulenc and Debussy. Let's hear La Pluie que l'on, as played on violin and cello, Jean-Guyen Queyra and Alexandre Tarot.
Thank you.
Did you hear a touch of the French music hall there in La Plus que l'on? In the transcription for violin and piano of Léon Roque, but played there cello and piano by Jean-Guyen Queyras and Alexandre Tarot on a Debussy Poulenc disc. You'll certainly hear it in this Poulenc Bagatelle in D minor, originally also for, well, in this case, originally for violin and piano. And Poulenc says of this piece from 1932, "It's a carnival in Nogent, the only piece in which I found a way to exalt the suburban atmosphere so dear to me." Now, I don't think he's talking about the suburban atmosphere that you might have seen in A Serious Man of the Coen brothers. I think he's talking more about the suburban atmosphere that you see in the Grand Jatte and other paintings of Seurat and that idea of a different kind of world between the classes that was skirting around just outside the city limits in Paris. So let's hear the 1932 Bagatelle in D minor of Poulenc. Two of the finest artists before the public today, but two who just don't get over to the United States, and it is a scandal. Alexandre Tarot, piano, T-H-A-R-A-U-D, and Jean-Guyen Queyras, Q-U-E-Y-R-A-S, on a new Harmonia Mundi disc of Debussy and Poulenc. That was the Bagatelle in D minor from 1932, originally written for violin and piano. There, cello and piano, and of course the main meat on this disc, the Debussy First Sonata and the Poulenc Sonata for cello and piano, and then an interesting range of their other music for or near these instruments. Andrew Patner, 98.7 WFMT, Critical Thinking, our weekly Monday night program. Tonight a night where we're listening to some music, mostly French, mostly things we picked up recently at the Harmonia Mundi store on the Rue Saint-Antoine in Paris, France. Arletty was a performer on stage in cabarets, in bedrooms, as she was very open about, and of course in films, particularly in great French films such as Hôtel du Nord from 1938, of Marcel Carnet, and, of course, of Carnet, Les Enfants du Paradis, The Children of the Paradise, with Jean-Louis Barrault and others, one of the great, great films of the war period made during the occupation of Paris. Arletty, A-R-L-E-T-T-Y, performed throughout her life, even after she was quite old and even blind. She died, in fact, at the age of 94 in 1992, July 23rd, to be exact, and we are told that the funeral procession leading her to her final resting place halted in front of the Hôtel du Nord as a special tribute to her, although the eponymous film had been made in the studios. We'll start off with one of her standard performance numbers, but from late in her career, from 1957. So she's already almost 60 years old. And then we'll bounce around back in some of the stuff that she did in the early 1930s and even some things she did with Reynaldo Hahn, classical composer and lover of Marcel Proust. Our Lady connected many, many different worlds. We'll even have a little excerpt of her on screen in a non-singing role. But here is from the 1920 review, Paris qui Jase, music of Maurice Yvain, and words of Albert Willemetz and Jacques Charles. Mon Homme, 1957, recording by Arletty.
Cette terre, ma seule joie, mon seul bonheur, c'est mon homme. J'ai donné tout ce que j'ai, mon amour et tout mon cœur à mon homme. Et même la nuit, quand je rêve, c'est de lui, de mon homme. Ce n'est pas qu'il est beau, qu'il est riche ni costaud, mais je l'aime. Cet idiot, il me fout des coups, il me prend mes sous. Je suis à vous, mais malgré tout, que voulez-vous? Je l'ai tellement dans la peau, j'en deviens un marteau. Dès qu'il s'approche, c'est fini, je suis à lui. Quand ses yeux sur moi se posent, ça me rend toute chose. Je l'ai tellement dans la peau qu'au moindre mot, il me ferait faire n'importe quoi, je tuerais ma foi. Je sens qu'il me rendrait infâme, mais je ne suis qu'une femme. Et je l'ai tellement dans la peau. Pour le quitter, c'est fou ce que m'ont offert d'autres hommes. Entre nous, voyez-vous, ils ne valent pas très cher tous les hommes. La femme, à vrai dire, n'est faite que pour souffrir par les hommes. Dans les bals, j'ai couru, afin de l'oublier, j'ai bu, rien à faire. J'ai pas pu, quand il me dit, viens, je suis comme un chien. Y a pas moyen, c'est comme un lien qui me retient. Je l'ai tellement dans la peau, j'en suis dingo, que celle qui n'a pas aussi connu ceci ose venir la première me jeter la pierre. En avoir un dans la peau, c'est le pire des maux, mais c'est connaître l'amour sous son vrai jour. Et je dis qu'il faut qu'on pardonne quand une femme se donne à l'homme qu'elle a dans la peau.
Mon homme, Arletty, They're recorded late in life in 1957. Arletty, whom you probably know in this country from having seen her in French film, but she was a star of stage and nightclub and the street. Arletty was born Léonie Marie Batia on 15th of May, 1898, in Coubroy, near Paris. Both her parents were from the Auvergne. Her father was a metal worker, her mother a linen maid. We are taking this from the very extensive notes of Rémy Remakers. I'm guessing that's a Belgian name, Rémy Remakers. Her mother a linen maid, even at the height of her popularity, she never denied her humble origin. She remained a child of the Faubourg, as well as a typical Parisienne. It's important to remember that at that time, the Faubourg were a mere extension of the popular districts of Paris, and not the vast urban sprawl we now call the banlieue, or the suburbs inhabited by those excluded from the capital. These were people who rolled out, you might say, and who pioneered neighborhoods that were filled with life and filled with activity and filled with music always. She began appearing in shows, in nightclubs, and films already in the early 1930s, and in, well, of course, even in the 1920s, she was already playing in music halls. She was a typical Parisian woman of the period between the two world wars, because you may have heard, and in fact it's true, that there was a collaborationist tinge to Arletty. Elegant, independent, rebellious, funny, lively, forceful, cheeky, whilst being immensely kind and tolerant at the same time, her love affair with a German brought trouble when there were purges at the liberation, provoking this, and this is Mr. Remaker's words, not mine, magnificent outcry. Her infamous statement, which I can't give in full here, I'll work around it. My heart is French, but my private parts are international. She was courted by Sacha Guitry and the Aga Khan and inspired both Prévert and Henri Janson to write her memorable lines. But the major drama of banishment was shared with Céline, fascistic and anti-Semitic writer, whom she admired and adored like a real fan. They formed an unusually close pair, not only thanks to the deep anti-war feelings, that is, anti-Nazi feelings, they shared, but also their memories of Courbevoie. Well, we will leave her politics out of it for now, and let's go back to the early 1930s, an operetta by Sacha Guitry and Reynaldo Hahn. You know him as a composer of chansons, of serious French art songs. You may also know him as a character in Proust's Remembrance of Things Past and as the lover of Marcel Proust. Here we hear from 33 and 32, Qu'est-ce qu'il faut pour être heureux? What do you have to do to be happy around here? And La Calcographie. And you're actually going to hear Reynaldo Hahn in the first of these two brief excerpts with Arletty.
Qu'est-ce qu'il faut pour être heureux?
Faut d'une chose, faut une chose.
Qu'est-ce qu'il faut pour être heureux? Faut d'abord être amoureux.
Faut d'abord être amoureux.
Mais quand on est amoureux,
faut deux choses, faut deux choses.
Mais quand on est amoureux,
faut deux choses pour être heureux.
Qu'est-ce qu'il faut pour être heureux?
La jeunesse et la fortune par bonheur. Vous savez, l'une est comme chez l'autre, on a les deux.
Voilà ce qu'il faut pour être heureux.
Qu'est-ce qu'il faut pour être heureux?
Faut une chose, faut une chose.
Qu'est-ce qu'il faut pour être heureux?
Faut d'abord être amoureux.
Mais quand on est amoureux, faut autre chose, faut autre chose.
Mais quand on est amoureux,
faut autre chose pour être heureux.
Faut autre chose pour être heureux. Qu'est-ce qu'il faut pour être heureux?
Ça ne peut pas se dire à sa honte. J'espère que vous savez l'autre. Et comme chez l'une, on a les deux.
Place qu'il faut pour être heureux. Place qu'il faut pour être heureux.
Qu'on me donne un rendez-vous à la calcographie.
from the operetta O Mon Bel Inconnu, O My Lovely Unknown, La Calcographie, and Qu'est-ce qu'il faut pour être heureux? We heard Arletty, words Sacha Guitry, music Rinaldo Hahn, and you even heard Rinaldo Hahn singing with her in that first short excerpt. Well, the movies that she made were many. She was, of course, also a great stage actress, and she was the French interpreter of Tennessee Williams and of Sartre in the original No Exit and of so many other productions, films. We mentioned Children of Paradise and Hotel du Nord. They also included The Visitors of the Night and, well, on and on. Desiree, she made, 50, 60 films at least. Let's hear a little chunk in dialogue of screenplay of Henri Janson with Louis Jouvet, getting a bit of the atmosphere from Hôtel du Nord.
Pourquoi ne m'en pars pas pour Toulon? Tu t'incrustes, ça finira par faire du vilain.
Et après?
Oh, t'as pas toujours été aussi fatalitaire.
Fataliste.
Si tu veux le résultat elle-même, pourquoi que tu l'as à la caille? On n'est pas heureux tous les deux?
Non.
T'en es sûr?
Oui.
T'aimes pas notre vie?
Tu l'aimes, toi, notre vie?
Faut bien, je m'y suis habituée. Coquard mis à part, t'es plutôt bon mec. Par terre, on se dispute, mais au lit, on s'explique. Et sur l'oreiller, on se comprend. Alors?
Alors rien, j'en ai assez, tu saisis, je m'asphyxie. Tu saisis, je m'asphyxie.
À Toulon, il y a de l'air puisqu'il y a la mer. Tu respireras mieux.
Partout où on ira, ça sentira le pourri.
Allons à l'étranger, aux colonies.
Avec quoi?
Cette idée.
Alors ça sera partout pareil. J'ai besoin de changer l'atmosphère. Et mon atmosphère, c'est toi.
C'est la première fois qu'on me traite d'atmosphère. Si je suis une atmosphère, t'es un drôle de bled. Oh là là, deux types qui sont du milieu sans en être et qui connent à cause de ce qu'ils ont été, on devrait les vider. Atmosphère, est-ce que j'ai une gueule d'atmosphère? Puisque c'est ça, vas-y tout seul à la varenne. Bonne pêche et bonne atmosphère.
You think of her as that elegant garance in Les Enfants du Paradis, and then you remember her as this tough lady who wants what she wants at the Hôtel du Nord in 1938, just a few years before that. Arletty, a collection on the Harmonia Mundi label of, at least 29 different things from throughout the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Brought out on the Le Chant du Monde, which is sort of their combination novelty, world music, jazz, etc., sub-label. Le Chant du Monde, the Song of the World, Harmonia Mundi distributes 2005. Arletty, Arletty, and lovely photos of her in the booklet as well. Harmonia Mundi has brought out the first recording of solo pieces made inside of full recordings that the wonderful American mezzo-soprano, the late Lorraine Hunt, later Lorraine Hunt Lieberson, had recorded for them. This was an album released in the early 90s, recordings from 89 and 91 in Berkeley and the Bay Area, the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra, Nicholas McGeegan. And we wanted to play one in memory of a colleague and friend, Jeff Felshman. Jeffrey Felshman was a writer for the Chicago Reader for many, many years. You may remember very moving pieces he did 10, 11 years ago when his wife Grace died of cancer quite young. He even appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show to discuss these things and wrote a lot about families facing this kind of stuff. But he mainly wrote about people in general, like one of his mentors and friends, Grant Pick. He followed the unusual and let it take him to a great story, and he then was a great storyteller. Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, Jeff very unexpectedly suffered a massive heart attack and died at the age of 52, leaving his children and his wife, Tracy Ullman, and many, many, many friends and many, many, many fans. I know Jeff's taste in music were different in general from mine, but I would just like to play a little handle of from this Lorraine Hunt album, With Darkness Deep from Handel's Theodora, for Jeff Felshman. With Darkness Deep, Lorraine Hunt, as she then was in the late 80s, from Handel's Theodora, Act 2, Scene 2, Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra, Nicholas McGeegan, reissued by Harmonia Mundi, in memory of our friend and colleague Jeff Felshman, who died this week unexpectedly at the age only 52. We remember as well a year ago, a year and a month today, Studs Terkel, who made it to a great age, lived every minute of his amazing life. And 60 years ago this last week, the beginning of Studs Place on television. We didn't commemorate it, but we will commemorate it on FMT, the beginning of a whole special period in American TV and in Studs' life. 60 years ago, Studs Place. I'm going to play a little music that Studs loved and that meant a lot to him, and he would often bring into interviews, and then we're going to let it go a little bit before and after that because it's from a new record. You might have heard about it, The Beatles Abbey Road, digitally remastered in 2009, and we're going to hear from the stereo set, the ones you can buy at 7-Eleven. And a little sweet, Golden Slumbers, which of course comes from the 16th century, didn't you know? Carry That Weight, and The End for Studs.
Once there was a way to get back homeward, once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. We'll sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward, once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, I will sing a lullaby.
40 years and 2 months ago today, the last music that the Beatles recorded together. The almost end of Abbey Road. Golden Slumbers carry that weight. And the end, to remember Studs Terkel, who left us a year and a month ago at the age of 96. He loved that music. He loved the sentiments of Carry That Weight, of this whole creation of five Beatles, because it's very much John, Paul, George, Ringo, and Sir George Martin making this album happen. And we're so happy to be able to share that extended Ringo Starr drum solo for Matt DeStefano, our trusty producing engineer, played as only Richard Starkey could play it. So, a little wandering through some music, mostly French, but not all of it, we hope, enjoyable for you as we move into the new month of December. We'd like to thank our funders, Alpha Wood Foundation, Kovler Family Foundation, and other friends of this program. We'd like to thank the aforementioned Matt DeStefano for making this program sound great. Let us know what you think of this or any of our programs. Rentap, that's Patner spelled backwards, R-E-N-T-A-P at AOL.com. And why don't you drop over to WFMT.com/oneword critical thinking and join the second 10% of a million people who are experiencing the free critical thinking podcast. I'm Andrew Patner. Remember that in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. See you next week.
Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine, oh yeah. Someday I'm gonna make her mine.